Great. So good evening. This is the Masterclass Planning 101. I am Janice Modeste. I am your inspirational coach. And tonight we will be talking about why in the first place do we need to plan? So we're going to go ahead and get right into this planning session. And I'm an educator, so I always want to start with an objective. So what's the objective tonight of tonight's call? The objective is to plan for balanced success. Not just to plan, but to plan for balanced success. What do I mean by balanced success? I mean that we want to plan for our relationships, our health, and our finances. And when we say health, we talk about our physical health and our emotional health as well. So that we're balanced. I'm going ahead of myself. So what I want you to imagine is that you have a foundation, and on that, if that foundation isn't firm, if it's not balanced, if it's shaky, when something heavy sits on it, it's going to crush. And the reason I'm using this example is that God has a big dream that he has for you. But if your foundation isn't strong, you won't be able to take the weight of that dream that he has for you. He wants for you to reach millions of people with his gospel. It might be you're interested in children. You want to be able to build schools so that you can educate children, educate the whole child, deal with their behavioral issues, deal with their salvation. You may have a business that people need. You may have so much things that God has for you, but if your foundation isn't firm and God puts his dream on top of that, you won't be able to take the weight. And so that is why planning 101, I just deal with the bare minimum, what you need as a foundation. So as a foundation, you need for your relationships to be healthy. You need your relationship with God to be consistent so that you could hear, so you can receive insight, so you can receive wisdom. You need your relationship with your spouse, with your children, with your coworkers, with your could be with your mentors, your mentees, your parents. Your relationships are important to God. Because remember, in the end, Jesus said, when he comes, he's going to ask you, when I was sick, did you visit me? When I was in jail, did you visit me? When I was hungry, did you give me food? When I was thirsty, did you give me water? He's not going to be talking about himself. He's going to be talking about others. And so our relationship with God and with others, it's an important foundation, and we can't gloss over it, which is sometimes what we do. And then, you know, the end of the year comes and we're not quite where we need to be because the weight God has for us, it can be kind of overwhelming if we're not firm and if we're not have that firm foundation. So don't discount this planning 101 class. It's important, it's imperative to your success because you want to make sure that your foundation is firm, is solid, so that you can move up to the next level, okay? And so I'm going to be working with you not just tonight, as long as you would stay tuned. My role this year is to keep up with you to make sure that you are elevated beyond your imagination at the end of 2018. And especially if you fast. And if you didn't fast, hey, it's not too late. God is still sitting, listening, waiting for you. And that's the key, to be able to tune in to the sound of his voice, to learn how to hear from him. And at the end, I'll be introducing to you my planners, which includes meditation, scriptures, and affirmations that will help you throughout the year, because there's no greater affirmation than from the Word of God. And so hopefully you have your pens, and everyone who just joined us, thank you for joining. We're going to be building our foundation for success. And so let's get started. So we're going to start with Proverbs 21:5 that says, good planning plus hard work equals prosperity. I want you to be able to write that down, because remember, if you're going to prosper, you have to plan. So starting from the foundational level, as I said. And so success starts with planning. And I'll be able to send you some notes at the end of this this teaching, I'll send you some of my notes, including the ones that I emailed you already. All right, so some indicators that you are balanced. So we want to make sure that we're balanced. And here are some indicators. Jesus, God said in Jeremiah 29, 11, he says, I know the plans I have for you, plans of peace. And we know that that word peace is from the Hebrew word shalom. And shalom means peace as well, wholeness, wellness, wealth, prosperity, success, and happiness. Okay, why did I bring that up? Because if we're going to be planning, the master planner is God himself. He created you for a purpose, and we have to check in with him, of course, to plan, which is why we called in tonight. And so how do we know that we're off track? Even after we plan, some of us may have planned already from 2018. Some of us, we're still kind of shaky about our plans. And some of us just need a little help, a little encouragement in those plans. Wherever you find yourself tonight, I want us to focus on this keyword and write it down. It's balance. So we want to have balance. And what are those indicators? Is peace, wholeness, wellness, wealth. So for example, if you are in a relationship and there's no peace in that relationship, it's just constant bickering, constant competition or jealousy or envy or anything of that sort, you know that you're not in God's plan for your life. I'm not saying that you can just run away from the relationship, but what I am saying is that's an indicator that you need to get back on God's path for your life. So if you didn't get a chance to see my crossover video, it's on YouTube. It kind of talks about, you know, when you're on God's path for your life, the enemy sends distraction. He sends a storm. He sends contention to try to derail you. But the key is, if you know God's plan for your life, you won't be derailed. You realize that, oh, this is not God's plan. This is the enemy sending me all this distraction to try to take my eyes off of the path that God has for me. And so that's why it's just important to make sure it's balanced. So as we go through the three areas that I mentioned, that's our litmus test. That's our indicator. If we feel like we're not at peace, if we're not well, if we're in debt, if we're finding ourselves financially stressed, those are all indicators that we're not on God's path for our lives. And when we get our expectations right, it will help everything else come into place. Because remember the goal, even tonight, I want you to just see tonight that the goal is to have a firm foundation so that you could spring up and go up to the level that God has for you. Because everyone on this call tonight, God has major plans for you. He has an assignment for you. And I believe he sent me to help you along on that assignment so that we could all reach to where we need to be. And how far we reach depend on how stable we are. Because if our foundation is shaky, we might slip and fall a little bit. But the firmer our foundation, the higher we'll be able to reach. And so glad you have your pens and you're writing your notes down, because together we're going to be able to reach to where we have to get to at the end of this season of our lives. And so let's just make sure I have all my notes going here. All right, so the first thing we want to look at is number one is relationships. So here I go. I'm going to share my screen. Share screen, share desktop. I think I have it on the E. Great. All right, so on my website, Refocus 21, and I also sent to you on the email that I sent you. But you don't have to get distracted right now. You could just follow along with me, and then later on, you can look at the notes, and then I'll send you additional notes. And so before we get into relationships right here, I have tips. I don't know how to move this down. I'll shift this down. Hopefully you guys can see this. Move this up. Huh. Don't know quite how to do that. Anyways, hopefully everyone can see. So the key thing is this sheet that says tips to SMART goals. And the first thing we want to know about setting up our SMART goals is that God himself recommends to write in the vision down and make it plain, because he says, if you see the vision, you're going to run towards it. Now, this is not what Janice is saying, or Tony Robbins, or Les Brown, or some motivational speaker is saying. This is what God is saying, because nobody wants you to get to your goal and to achieve your goals more than God himself. And no one has bigger goals for you than God himself. But in order for you to get there, he wants you to get there whole. And that's the key word in Shalom that I love, is whole. He wants you whole in body, mind, and spirit. And Paul, in his letters to the early church, he says, I wish above all that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. And so we know that he wants everyone to be whole. That's his desire for us tonight. And so when talking about SMART goals, if you could see the sheet right here, it says it's specific, it's measurable, it's attainable, it's relevant, and it's time-bound. Now, we're going to be using this criteria to set our foundational goals, relationship, health, and finances. But at the end, I will tell you about my legacy planning coaching class, where we take our dreams to another level, because you would have had the foundations all set and laid out, and now you're ready for the dream big type of thing. So as I said, this is 101, so we're going to make sure that we have this foundation set and straight, and make sure that our goals are specific and they're time bound and that we can achieve them. Okay. So I just wanted to show you this, since you guys, I have you guys on. This is the new planner for 2018. And I put a reminder in here for you. What is it? Right here. SMART goals: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound. And so every day, every week, you'll be able to see those goals, write those down, and make sure that we are on target and on point with the goals that God has for us. All right, so now we're going to go to our next section, is writing the vision. And so we're going to start with relationships. For those, some of you are new to the Refocus 21, some of you have been there before, so we're going to be doing 2-in-1. So for those of you who were able to fast and had a chance to talk with God and see, you know, where we are with our relationships, and take stock and take a look back and see, you know, am I spending enough time with my mom? Am I spending enough time with my dad? Just a quick testimony. This is so vital for relationships. I have, I use this planner, and for relationships year before, one of my relationship goals was to call my dad every week, and I wrote it in. I put once a week. If I called more, it was fine, but I wrote the goal down. And so what I would do every week is I would rewrite that goal. And so I made a habit every Wednesday on my way home from work, I would finish earlier, I would call him. And through that process of calling him, it's a goal I will never, ever regret, because it was a few months into the year, he got ill. We found out he had terminal cancer, and I was able to be talking with him through the whole time, even before he found out. When he found out, it was, I was talking with him on the phone. I said, hey, maybe you should go to the ER. And I was able to walk him through, and I had that relationship going. So I was able to talk to him, you know, more, even as he found out, call him as much as he was in the mood to talk, because sometimes he wasn't. But because I had set those relationship goals, and it happened so quickly when he left us so quickly, but I had that whole year when I was talking to him through the whole year, because it was on my list to do. I did not neglect that. And I'm so glad I listened that year and I made that a goal. It may seem simple to some people, but it just means so much that when you listen in, just little things like that it's like a regret I may have had, hadn't I done that. I may have said, man, I wish I spoke to my dad some more on the phone. I wish I went to visit him. I wish I did get a chance to go visit him even before we found out we had a birthday party for him. And so don't neglect these foundational things. They're vitally, vitally important. And it's a stepping stone, as I said, to where you need to be. And so I'm sorry I got off a little bit, but I'm going to go ahead and jump right back on. And I need to see how I can see if anyone's chatting, if you have a question. I know I upgraded to Pro, so I'm not sure why this is giving me a message. I should have all the time that I need. That's interesting. Okay, so hopefully I don't lose everyone in 10 minutes because I did upgrade to professional, so I should not just have a out here. But anyway, so let's go ahead. So relationship. So you're gonna put in your God time. How much time you're going to spend with your family, with God, with your friends, because that's important. And we're gonna schedule. If you need to schedule monthly dates for your spouse or for your kids, you want to be able to create memories for them. And so you want to put the big things in first. So you want to put God in first, your family, your spouse, and then that will help you to be able to see the things or the people who you need to let go. Because there may be some people who are not helping you get to where you need to be. And so for you know, once you're able to write these down, you're able to know, okay, this person is not really helping me get to where I need to get. And what's my qualification? Oh, what made me say that is when Jesus, for example, was going to do great miracles in certain places, he only took two disciples with him when he was going to heal Peter's mom from the fever. He said, you guys, other guys, stay out here, because they would have hindered him because of their lack of faith. So sometimes we need to know who to take with us when we move up to another level, because some people may drag us back instead of bringing us forward. And so I spoke more about that in my video crossover. So the key for you tonight, and if you scroll down, I put the relationship goals section right here. So that is what you're going to be writing down for your goals. You're gonna go ahead and you're going to write your relationship goals for God. So you'll say, you know, 30 minutes every morning at 5 o'clock, at 6 o'clock, at 8 o'clock, or you're going to say at lunchtime for 10 minutes, I'm going to, you know, step aside and just listen to a worship CD. Or at night before I go to bed, I'm going to read a scripture, meditate on one, etc. So that's what the relationship goal is. Next, we're going to move on to a health goal and talk about why that health goal is important. So we have the physical and the emotional health. And so some things that you may not have thought about writing the goal down for would be sleep, exercise, and diet, healthy diet. And so I call those the three non-negotiables. And so a lot of times we think that we don't have to plan in exercise, but I want to tell you that the physical and emotional goes together. And if they're not balanced, we're not able to fulfill the calling that God has on our lives. So sleep, yes, you have to plan for sleep. You have to plan. I'll go to bed at 9, at 10, at 10:30, and try to be consistent with your sleep time so that you can be consistent with your wake time. Because sometimes we stay up so late when we're tired trying to complete a task, when if we just got up an hour earlier, we'll be able to complete the same task, except our minds would be more alert. And we'd be able to hear better. And so sometimes we think by staying up, we're more productive. But most times by staying up, we're less productive. Because the Bible says, for he giveth his beloved sleep. So God gives us sleep. And we know that our body needs to sleep between 9 and 2 o'clock in the morning is when your body does the repairs that it needs. So we want to remember that. Okay, so we have our emotional health as well that we don't want to neglect. And so that includes rest, which is like sleep, meditation, quiet time. If you like a concert, if you don't plan to do to go to a concert or a play or something, if you don't plan it in, it will never happen. And you won't be able to, you can't say that you're enjoying life. And Jesus came so that we could enjoy life. But if you don't plan it, distractions are going to come, and distractions are going to, you know, get in the way of you planning, of your planning. And so we want to be able to plan. But also, I wanted to caution you of this. You don't want to wait to say, oh, when I graduate, then I'll be happy. Then I'll enjoy life, or then I'll do whatever. You don't want to do that. You want to enjoy the journey. Enjoy the now. And so a lot of people say, oh, when my kids grow up, then I'll be so happy when they grow up. No, you need to be happy now and enjoy that season of your life right now. You don't say, when I change jobs or when I get a degree, you know, wherever you are right now, you enjoy that journey, because what God has for you in 2018 is going to be different from what he has for you in 2019. And so he knows where you are, in what season that you are, and he has it all planned out. So don't go ahead of him. He knows that your kids are small. So he has everything set up for you, you know, for this season. He knows that you're single, or he knows that you're married. You know, he knows the season that you are in, and we just need to plan with him, because what he has for you is going to create that balance that we need. So live for the now, be content with where you are now, but also, you know, don't be afraid to plan and to dream big. It doesn't mean that you can't dream big because you're content and you're happy. No, it just means that you're enjoying life. You're enjoying right where you are right now. Jesus didn't die for you to be happy tomorrow. He died for you to be full of joy today. He didn't even say happy. He gives you joy because you have joy. Happy is based on a circumstance. Joy doesn't matter what's going on around you. Joy is not a factor based on what's going on. So God came to give you joy in the situation that you're in. So I don't want you to, you know, get caught up with all the planning and feel that, you know, I'm doing all this planning, and so in the meantime, until I get there, I'm going to be miserable. I'll just be focused on that. No, that is not what this is meant for. But it is meant for you to be able to plan and be on target and be on point. Okay, so the next one, I know I'm going pretty quickly, and I'm wondering why this thing is telling me I got 3 minutes when I know full well that I upgraded. So anyways, we're going to go ahead to the third portion, which is finances. And at the end, we'll be able to take questions. And if we have to restart, we can just restart and take the questions. All right, so the third is finances. And what I sent you in the email is like a financial tracker. So instead of saying a budget, I like to call it a financial tracker. And so you have to add in a certain amount of things. So I have four things: giving, saving, tracking your finances, which is like a budget, and investing. So those are four things you're going to work on for this year in planning out these goals, okay? So you're going to give at least 10%, or if you want to start with 5, usually the scriptural to say 10%. And that's what the wealthy always do. They always recommend you give 10% to charity. And so they know something that we know as well. And then save, I put 10%. You get to put whatever you want to put. And then budget, which is just means to track it. And I emailed you a tracker when I sent you the invite on the email, or you can just go to refocus21.com and then you can contact me there. And then investing, and throughout the year, I will be able to help you with that as well. And so you want to write those down, and don't worry about how you're going to do it just yet. You write those down, and everything is going to come to you exactly how you need to fulfill those, okay? And so the key about being balanced is when you're balanced, you're more fun and more enjoyable to be around, because people could see God's peace and his shalom in your life. And so once we can get all of those three areas all balanced out, and that, after that, we'll be able to move on to the next level, which is legacy planning. And I'm going to be sending you information on that. And legacy planning is once you have set up all your foundational goal planning, then you're able to go up to another level and build that big dream, the business, the ministry, whatever it is that God has placed on you for you to do, you'll be able to do that. We also have a vision party coming up soon on March 17th at 6 p.m. and I'll be sending out information about that. We have the legacy planning. We have our booklets, our planners, our journals as well, and a lot more information coming to you. But I hope that you are able to get those major points, the relationship goals, the importance of those.